Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Rocky Mountain Moving Picture Association by Lauren D. Estelman, narrated by George Goodell. This work is copyrighted 1999 by Lauren D. Estelman. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Hollywood, 1913. In the dusty desert community of Los Angeles, a ragtag film company cranks out silent movies in defiance of the law. Young Dmitry Polsky works for his father's ice company in the snowy Sierra Nevadas, and when an astonishing order for 10 tons of ice by something called the Rocky Mountain Moving Picture Association is received, he is sent on a journey south to investigate. Almost immediately, Dmitry finds himself caught up in the world of the Wild West's last boomtown, where the big guns are named D.W. Griffith, Tom Mix, and Lillian Gish, and men and women scramble for the money to be made with Thomas Edison's amazing little box. And now, the Rocky Mountain Moving Picture Association.
1926. A death in season. Buck would have loved it. The throngs in fedoras, straw boaters, and cloches, compressed into squares by Jimmy Walker's finest, the best cops money could buy, in their shining rubber ponchos and cap shields. The ropes and barricades, erected to funnel the mourners from 4 abreast to 2, forming a line 11 blocks long. The rain sizzling off the awning of Frank E. Campbell's funeral chapel and making the sea of black umbrellas glisten. That last was a bit of cooperation from the weather Buck had never managed to achieve, which was why he refused to make up a shooting schedule, preferring to hold off the cemetery procession until the rain decided to fall. Plugging in the desert chase when the sun insisted on shining, Buck, who never believed in chance, good fortune, would have scanned the rooftops looking for men with hoses. Airborne cloud seeders weren't out of the question, provided Adolf Zukor agreed to a quid pro quo with George M. Cohan in return for permission to rain on Broadway. No one understood the territorial imperative better than an old pirate. He shook his head, missing Buck, and handed $5 to a fellow who had stood in line 2 hours for the express purpose of selling his position. He was in no great personal hurry, but the price would only go up, and he'd heard a rumor that Harry Klemfuss would soon...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?